From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning, I'm Rachel Miro. The California Supreme Court made history yesterday, overturning the state's ban on same-sex marriage. The ruling also effectively launched what promises to be a bitter election battle over a November initiative that will seek to reverse the court's decision. That struggle will play out in the coming months. But right after the ruling on the court steps, John Lewis and Stuart Gaffney were feeling euphoric.
The court articulated the most basic principles of humanity, fairness and love. And it said that Stuart and I, as a loving, committed couple, we count. We're included.
We're part of the American dream now. It's a central dream to be able to marry the person you love. We haven't been able to be part of that until now. So we're here seeing history in the making on the steps of the California Supreme Court. We get to be newlyweds after 21 years together.
Reporter Peter John Schuler has more.
The excitement spread to City Hall, where crowds cheered and embraced. Afterwards, Dean Allon and Mary Schroeder reflected on how the decision may change their lives and the lives of others.
One thing that I've always struggled with is talking about your in-laws, you know, because of course I describe Mary's parents as my in-laws because that's their relationship to me, but then you think about the word and you realize it wasn't valid in this case. So I think that's one of the many ways that it'll just normalize the situation.
I think there are other parts of the state for which that will be a little uncomfortable, changing from what exclusively husband and wife to wife and wife, husband and husband, or partners.
Even the San Francisco Convention and Visitors Bureau celebrated the decision by announcing a campaign to invite people to come to San Francisco and get married. Dan Goldies is the Bureau's Executive Vice President for Strategy and Development.
We're in the works right now putting together some plans to promote coming to San Francisco to get married, particularly around Gay Pride, which is the last weekend in June. And it will be a tremendous celebration this year because of this great news from the Supreme Court.
There was also a bittersweet tone among some who said they had been disappointed so many times before. Again, Dean Allon.
We were married in 2004 during the Winter of Love, then it got unmarried, now we're getting married again. So hopefully this is the last time.
For the California Report, I'm Peter John Schuler.
Yesterday's ruling doesn't say what will happen to domestic partnership. Legal experts say there are still a lot of unanswered questions. For more on what's likely to come next, we turn to Kelly Wilkinson.
In the next 30 days, California court workers, city clerks, and administrators will scramble to take care of technical details like changing marriage applications and replacing language buried deep in subsections of state law. That will clear the way for gay couples to marry legally in California. But one of the first questions that pops up is what happens when a gay couple moves to another state and wants their marriage recognized. Legal experts say the California ruling will likely spark litigation in other states. Shannon Minter is legal director of the National Center for Lesbian Rights and a lead attorney in the case. He says the California justice's decision will be influential.
California sets the tone for this whole country. And our state court is actually the court that is most often cited and followed by courts in other states. So this will reverberate very widely.
That's exactly the fear of gay marriage opponents. Fresno Mayor Alan Autry says, where do you stop once you redefine marriage away from a man and a woman? What about polygamists who want to see the definition of marriage include multiple wives?
I believe this court has opened up that box, a very, very dangerous box to society. Not because gay people are involved in this or at the center of this. Any redefinition of marriage other than one man and one woman is not good for society.
While gay couples and domestic partners now weigh up whether to exercise their new constitutional right to marry, political activists turn their focus to a proposed November ballot measure. Religious conservatives have submitted signatures for a measure that would amend the state's constitution to ban gay marriage. Everett Rice is legislative director for the California Family Council, one of the groups backing the initiative.
The activism of our judges, again, demonstrates their lack of respect for essentially the will of the people. And this actual decision will actually inflame a good portion of California just for that one reason. So that's, for us, that's actually a positive step for us.
Rice believes Californians will flock to the polls in a backlash against the justice's ruling. San Francisco Mayor Gavin Newsom sees it differently.
In the next number of months, tens of thousands of couples are going to get married. Their families will participate. The grocer down the block will get married. The police officer and the firefighter will get married. And the voters will then be asked in November whether or not they want to invalidate all those marriages. I think the people of the state are more compassionate than that. I have every confidence we'll defeat it.
Whether the debate is over California's ballot measure or the status of couples in other states, constitutional law professor Margaret Russell says there's likely to be a common theme. Russell teaches at Santa Clara University. She says that theme emerges in the dissent from yesterday's ruling.
It mirrors very much the kinds of debates that are going on in the United States Supreme Court about judicial activism and the role of the judiciary. It's not just an opinion about the particular issue before them, but it's really a battle about the role of courts.
A battle that only intensified with yesterday's historic ruling. For the California Report, I'm Kelly Wilkinson.
You can read the court's decision and dissenting opinions yourself. We've got a link at californiareport.org. While you're there, check out our photos from a number of the events that followed the ruling yesterday. And be sure to subscribe to our podcast. And finally today, big news for nearly 1,200 people dropped by their health insurance carriers after racking up big medical bills. Kaiser Permanente and Health Net have agreed to reinstate their coverage. State regulators brokered the deal. 3 months, notes the LA Times, after a Gardena woman won an unprecedented $9 million judgment against Health Net for canceling her coverage while she was in chemotherapy. Analysts say companies are keen to limit their legal liability for a practice called rescission, finding something in the original insurance application to justify canceling a policy. More deals could follow with Anthem Blue Cross, Blue Shield, and Pacific Care. That's the California Report for Friday, May 16th, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineers are Howard Gelman, Danny Bringer, Seal Muller, and Dave Freeman. Our director is Rory Gallagher. Our interns are June Stinson, Ali Tapatabai, and Leanne Lucetta. The editors are Kat Snow and Dan Brecky. Our senior editor is Pat Flynn. The producers are Victoria Malione and Erica Kelly. Ingrid Becker is the senior producer. Our news director is Bruce Kuhn. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.